more numerous by the time we get to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more of them to go around. We'll be in the low 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. He made the announcement in front of a large group of supporters Tuesday. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch called Midtown YMCA. It will be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. And Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellingrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to help solve this problem. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th. On the Wetumpka Highway.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to
to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on.
Is there life on Mars, Dave?
Yeah, yeah.
Roger that.
I'm gonna go with something controversial.
What's that?
I bet there was.
You bet there was life on Mars? I think it's more controversial to say was than is.
Huh.
I think there is life on Mars.
I think there's remains of life on Mars.
Like bones? Are you talking about microbial life? You're talking about civilization.
Structures.
Like pyramid structures and things things that are consistent with
things that maybe
civilization.
Like, maybe things that people that were looking at the sky tried to emulate or build or rebuild or build again on Earth. Maybe I don't know.
So you think we may have come from Mars?
I'm not saying that definitively. I'm just saying that I'm not ruling it out either.
I don't hate it
because so many civilizations.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in like the grand game of telephone.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, you got to track it back. Okay, yesterday's a very good example. We both had that thing, you know, you say, Akanakafisai.
Yeah.
I say, Lomi Nakafisai. Donovan said, he says, Banana Fanafisai. Right? But we all knew that it was something about the beach and, you know, the guy in Fiji.
And there was a telephone company involved.
Yeah. Just track back a couple thousand years over, you know, a million language changes, and something becomes clear that a lot of them have the same myths. And
yeah.
All worship the same things and the same gods with different names. And so, I don't know. Maybe it's that there was no TV and they just looked at the sky all the time and there wasn't any light pollution, they didn't have anything to do and their imaginations were better. Or maybe
there was something in there.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that.
But I'm also of the belief that it doesn't really alter any of the it doesn't alter any of human, you know, it doesn't really alter where we came from or why we're here.
Agreed. Can I help you, young Joseph? He just points. You see that? You see that? He's a radio professional.
That's right.
Doesn't make any noise. Comes in quietly. Closes the door. No one at home would have known he was even in here.
Yeah.
I said something, and he points to the corner
as if that's where I'm going.
Now, but he's lied. He's not going to the corner. He's coming back to the counter. This is good radio. Okay, so we started with life on Mars.
Yeah.
How do we get to Roy Moore?
Because
there's new poll numbers out in the Alabama Senate race. John Merrill is in.
Yeah.
Oh! I got something for you.
John Merrill came in RKOing people.
Let me tell you, I got a surprise. If I can find it. I got a surprise in my P drive
here. You do?
Yes. Let's see if I can find it in my clips folder under announcement. No. How about right here? Bam, bingo, bango, bongo. All right. I'm going to play what I think is one of the greatest opening salvos in campaign history in Alabama. I really do like John Merrill. I respect him. I think a lot of him. I think he's a great campaigner, a good, decent, honest person. Look, John Merrill's not perfect.
Nobody is.
John Merrill's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And for any allegation that pops up or any argument about his character or he did this in office or why didn't he pursue that guy, you know, I understand all that. I do. I understand all that. I get the same frustrations with public officials. I don't agree with anybody 100% of the time.
Correct.
But I thought this was a freaking dynamite opening.
One of my favorite things about John is,
I'm gonna play it.
Right before we get to this, is that like during the last, you know, election and all that, people were like, we're suppressing the vote. John Merrill was like, so yeah, we've registered more people than any other state
ever.
In the union, and
like
we have more people registered now than we ever had.
Right.
And every one of these people, we are trying. Like, I have my entire staff being like, I don't care like how it comes in or whatever. We just have to verify it, and if we can verify it, that it's legal and you know whatever, then they're going to be able to vote.
Now listen, here's how much John Merrill
dunked all over them.
Here's how much John Merrill wasn't suppressing the vote. He created a mobile unit team.
Right.
Of state employees who would drive to your house, register you, and give you a voter ID on the spot.
Yep.
Drive to your house. You didn't even have to leave. All you do is fill out a form and say, I'm handicapped and I can't get to register.
Yep.
Fine. We will dispatch 2 state employees in a state van. We'll drive to Chatham, if necessary.
Right.
We'll go to your living room, help you fill out the forms, take a picture of you, put it on a state ID and hand it to you right there.
Yeah.
And leave you an absentee ballot request.
But he's suppressing the vote.
So here's the opening salvo yesterday to, by far. I mean, I want you to contrast this with Tommy Tuberville's opening.
Let's just let it play.
Yeah, you got to hear
it. We're not even going to tee it up for you.
From the shoals to the shores, in Alabama, we're known for winning. I'm John Merrill. In Alabama, we help win the space race. We won victories for the unborn. We've won new jobs and new businesses. We win national championships. And we win for President Trump. Lately, liberals have been empowered because Republicans promote candidates who can't win. Some walked out when the money called. Some asked others to walk out when liberals got tough. Some walked out on our conservative values. Republicans need to nominate someone for the United States Senate who's a proven winner and who fights hard every day for our people. For 5 years, I've been your Secretary of State and have proven to be a winner for conservatives. I implemented America's toughest voter ID law and made it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So I'll work with President Trump to build a wall and to keep illegals from cheating the system. I slashed our office budget and saved Alabama families millions. So I'll oppose debt hikes and wasteful spending in the swamp. I defeated the ACLU and liberal special interest, so you can rest assured I'll stand up to the likes of socialist AOC, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi. Doug Jones does not represent Alabama values, and we must replace him with a proven conservative winner. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate. I'm John Merrill. Join me and let's take our Senate seat back and give it to the people of Alabama.
I just thought it was a fire commercial. It had the right tone, the right tempo, the right message. He went after the right primary opponents.
Mm-hmm.
As he was going through there, and he said something about some walked out while the money because the money was there or something. That was Tuberville. He had a picture of Tuberville up there. Some, what was the other one?
Turn their back
on our conservative values. That was Bradley Byrne, and there was a quote in there about how Trump needed to drop out or whatever.
People, the one where he says, you know, we nominate the wrong people, that was Moore.
That was Moore, yeah. It was just a really, really good opening, right, left. It set the tone, I think, for the whole campaign. Everyone's on notice that John Merrill's come to play. I saw an opening poll that had him, you know, hanging around third.
Yeah, that seems about right.
And I don't know if he can raise money or not. That's the big question. Can
right?
John Merrill raise money? If he can raise money, and he takes this attitude and his dogged campaigning. John Merrill will drive 200,000 miles of Alabama highways in the next year.
If you take what he says at face value, part of the reason that he decided that he needed to get in was that he was getting unsolicited donations
mm-hmm.
that were like going to put him over the cap if he, you know, if he kept the checks. And so legally, like, you know, there are things like, you know, if a contribution's in your possession and yada, yada, you know, but like if you go to the P.O. box and you check it, then basically you've received the money.
Right.
If you receive over $5,000 for a federal race, you have to file.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently he'd raised, you know, over $5,000 unsolicited before he even made this announcement. Which, I mean, look, we all know that that's just what you say, but I'm just saying if we take him at face value.
Hey, man.
I also don't think he's naive enough to be like, you know what? I got $8,900 committed. I'm gonna get in this race.
Hey, let me tell you, that spot he produced was a $15,000 spot.
Easily.
So
now, hopefully
he's got more than that.
Hopefully they have like another 100 already to target it like on Facebook ads, but that's just
like,
you know,
directly to people's.
I mean, I got it emailed to me, you know, before his press conference yesterday, which is a good sign. Haven't seen it on my Facebook feed, which, you know, just saying. Gotta check all the boxes, Baron.
Yeah.
But I think that I do think that his presence in the race, and that one of the things that I think a lot of people would think about John is that he might be like one of those guys that's like, I don't want to go negative. I don't want to go negative. Not anymore.
Let me tell you, John Merrill has never been afraid to go negative.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's what I, you know, I think people would.
That's why I like him.
But
I don't like people who don't want to go negative.
No, I agree with that. But I think that, like, from the outside, people would think John's a nice guy. He's, you know, he's too.
Hey,
you want to know
what my favorite candidate is? The guy who calls you and says, "Can I hire you?"
Right.
Like, I got a call from somebody
those are the best people alive.
Well, I got a call from somebody in North Alabama, I don't know, a week or two ago. And he said, "I want to hire you. I'm going to run this next time." I said, "Great. let's talk. And so I asked him a few questions. Do you have money to commit to the race? Yes. Can you raise money? Yes. Are you afraid to call people and ask for money? No.
How are you with this, 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 and this?
I didn't ask any of those questions. Okay. I said, are you willing to tear someone's face off if necessary to win? He said, oh, hell yeah.
Nice. So, oh, well, when people tell me they can raise money, I start asking them about, like, who their contacts are in certain organizations.
I'm not worried about that.
I am.
Give me some money. I was digging around my clips file to find that announcement, and I found this beauty from years past.
Give me a break. Why don't you liberals go soak your head in a bucket of water? You've been running this nation over from top to bottom with your stinking lies. Do you think I'm going to jail for you? I don't need a punk like you choosing to challenge my manhood, brother.
How old are you?
70.
Well, damn.
70.
Well, damn.
I'm sorry. That is the greatest call we've ever received on this program. That was Harry. Harry is a total loon. You know what that call was about?
What?
Donald Trump.
Well?
Call was about Donald Trump. We were liberal because we were supporting Donald Trump. Oh. I've been liberal at various points in my life, according to my enemies.
Well, anytime somebody disagrees with you, they just call you a liberal.
Well, because I've supported people who are far more conservative than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes me some kind of a a liberal.
A liberal.
I'm a liberal.
A liberal.
All right, it's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Riley Manning is absolutely the greatest person you'll ever meet. RileyManningPainting.com is where you can go on the internet to find more information. 799-1284 if you want to get in touch with them. 799-1284, Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. What does Riley Manning do? In short, absolutely everything painting related. Absolutely everything painting related. You'll find no shortage of Riley Manning works in the River Region. Thousands of houses, dozens, maybe hundreds of businesses. Probably hundreds of businesses, I'm almost assured. No job too big or too small. I've seen him paint just a single bathroom. I've seen him paint an entire shopping center. Riley Manning is the man. He's got that golden million-dollar smile, and he also has the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. 50-plus years in the business, you know you can trust him. I recommend him, and I recommend him very, very highly. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery,
Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Best Beatles.
You know, I was going to say, I wish that maybe we had been tracking it longer.
Yeah.
But I bet we play more Ringo now than you did before.
Yeah, I play way more Ringo.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just don't know who the best Beatles is.
Well, I do. I also know who the best jeweler in town is. That's Heirloom Jewelers, right on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Just east of Bell Road. For those that don't know direction, that's towards Taylor Road.
Right.
You know, you get on Vaughn Road, right at Bell Road, and it's towards Taylor Road. You go towards, like, you're leaving town. I get people like, is that on the north side of your house? I don't know astrology. I'm like, it's not astrology. I'm talking about astronomy. And you shouldn't have to know astronomy to know which way's north. You know, look which way the moss grows on the trees, people. All right, our number, 272-9228. That's if you want to get in. It's the BethInnovations.com guest hotline. Get in touch with Heirloom Jewelers if you have any jewelry to sell. Because he told me right now, there's something weird going on in the precious metals market.
Right.
Gold is just skyrocketing. Diamonds, skyrocketing. If you have any jewelry around right now and you've ever wanted to sell, now's the time. Now is the time to sell. If you've ever wanted to sell and you have any jewelry laying around, get on the phone or go by Heirloom Jewelers. Take it to him and let him look at it. He puts on his little magnifying glass eye and all that stuff. And
jeweler's eye.
Yeah, whatever those are. Is that what that's called?
I believe so.
Yeah, jeweler's eye. He put it on. He looks at everything. He gets his little calipers out. Is that what they're called, calipers?
I think so.
And
yeah.
They measure.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to love the process. Really cool. And then he'll show you on a computer program what your stone would go for on the open market, calculate a small profit for himself, and away we go. Now he is now he's giving you cash on the barrel head. Fantastic guy. Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Take your stuff in. But bear, my stuff's probably only worth $50. Then take it and get $50. My stuff's worth $50,000. Then take it and get $50,000.
Right.
Telling you guys the way the world works. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. I mentioned the poll earlier. Mm-hmm. Roy Moore, cratering. This particular poll is interesting in that Tommy Tuberville's at 29%. Undecided is running second place. And then Bradley Byrne, who's terrible, is at 21%. 29, 22, 21. Tuberville, undecided, Byrne. Roy Moore all the way down to 13. You know what killed him? If you had to pick one thing that made Roy Moore the candidate 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and unable to win this time, what do you think that one thing is?
Losing?
Well, yeah, being a loser is part of it. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump tweeting that he can't win and get out of the race. He's embarrassing right. himself. Echoing what we said the day before.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Roy Moore, contact him and say, don't do this. You're embarrassing yourself. Ride off into the sunset. Get on your horse. We heard you're a big horse guy. You're into horses. Get on your horse and get the hell out of there. You don't want to be around when the dust settles. This is an embarrassment. It's bad look for the state of Alabama. I'm sure Roy Moore at one time was a nice guy. But this is a pride play. This is an anti-humble play. This is everything he professes to be against that he's become. And he needs to get out of the race, hat or no hat. Cattle or no cattle.
Sassy or no sassy?
Sassy or no sassy. Because in February, he was a little underwater, but mm-hmm. his favorables were north of 40%. And his unfavorables were under 50%. So it was a single-digit net negative. You know what his fave-unfave is now? Minus 38. 38% more people view him unfavorably than favorably.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad, bad. You know what it was last time when he won the nomination? 61-34 favorable. 61 favorable, 34 unfavorable. It's almost exactly the opposite of that. It's a 60-something point swing in favorability. Two out of three Alabamians that once viewed him favorably now view him unfavorably. That's a bad, bad look.
For real.
A bad, bad look. So anyway, that's what's going on in the U.S. Senate race. There's a poll. There's a debate tonight. Are you going to watch it?
Between who?
The Democrat. The first of the ten. The oh. first ten Democrats are going.
Yeah. I'm going to go way back for this one. Because this is something I've said for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't watch debates.
No, but these are great.
I'll watch the ones between the nominee.
Like the
and
three
Trump.
Presidential yeah. debates?
Mm-hmm.
You don't
and,
watch
and really, I only watch those to kind of see what the style is like.
So you missed the Osney Rosie O'Donnell. You missed that?
No, because I can see the highlights
oh,
like very quickly the next day.
You didn't see it in real time?
No.
You didn't miss? You missed?
It's funnier just to like catch the highlights.
Are you telling me?
Suffering through that crap?
You missed Donald Trump saying he's got more energy tonight. I like that.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of like when people talk about speeches. You know, I don't watch speeches. I usually write them.
You well, know? Yeah, but still.
And so, like, yeah, just no interest.
Oh, come on, man.
The only things that are interesting in these mostly are the one-liners are sometimes good and, like, body language and how people can get in the other people's heads. The one thing that's good to watch Trump on and, like, the way that it was obvious that he was going to win is he was just ethering the field. Like, anybody that said anything about him, wrong.
Yeah.
I've never had any complaints. Little Marco.
I just think, let's see if we can find
it. But see, look, this is much better than watching it real time, because now, look, you get all the highlights.
The question is, how do we keep America safe from terrorism? Trump says we ought to close that internet thing. The question really is, what does he mean by that? Like they do in North Korea?
We should be able to penetrate the internet and find out exactly where ISIS is and everything about ISIS. And we can do that if we use our good people.
You called Mr. Trump unhinged when he proposed banning non-American Muslims from the United States. Why is that unhinged?
Well, first of all, we need to destroy ISIS in the caliphate. That should be our objective. Donald, you know, is great at the one-liners, but he's a chaos candidate. And he'd be a chaos president.
Jeb doesn't really believe I'm unhinged. He said that very simply because he has failed in this campaign. It's been a total disaster. Nobody cares. And frankly, I'm the most solid person up here. I built a tremendous company. And all I want to do is make America great again.
Donald.
I'm sorry. I want to keep watching it, but I can't.
Yeah, just keep watching that whole thing.
I will end up watching 4 hours of this today and ruin my life.
Right.
I have never in my life been more enthusiastic to cast a vote for a particular candidate than I was for Donald Trump in this election. Never. Never more enthusiastic in the primary and the general election. Never more enthusiastic than I was this time. My wife, believe it or not, I probably shouldn't say this. She didn't vote for Trump in the primary. Said she couldn't do it.
Dude, a lot of people didn't vote for Trump in the primary.
But you know what? By the time November had rolled around, we were high-fiving during the debates. We were yeah, and during the debates, and she cast her vote with pride, and we stayed up till 3 in the morning to watch the God Emperor give his victory speech after winning. It was phenomenal. He absolutely...
I knew it was over at like 10, so I went home and went to bed and then woke up, and oh, he was the president.
Oh, I knew it was See? Over too, but then we started cracking saying. Beers and getting hammered.
I was
fantastic. Who's this?
Donkey Lori.
Hey,
good
Donkey
morning,
Lori.
Guys.
How are you?
I just wanted to tell you, I got my feet wet, and... I told you I'm brand new to, like, politics, even though I'm, like, later in life.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking it seriously, but I got my feet wet with the debate when Trump was running. And I was mesmerized. I mean, I sat on my coffee table in the living room and just watched the TV. And, I mean, with Marco Rubio, with all of them, hilarious. So I'm gonna watch the Democratic debate just for the free entertainment. I mean, it's going to be so entertaining. It's going to be so ridiculous that you're like, you know, you should charge to watch this CRAP. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you. Here's the thing. They're going to be so enthusiastic to go after Trump. They're going to be so enthusiastic to go after each other and get those zingers and one-liners. Trump has changed the dynamics of how to campaign.
See, and And I didn't, yes. I didn't know before Trump because I didn't pay attention. And now, and I mean, I was like, I cannot wait to vote. I cannot wait to vote again. But in the interim, I'm going to enjoy watching the Democrats just spew all over
they will
each other,
annihilate
chop
each other,
their legs out from underneath.
But here's
each other.
The thing. They don't understand the Trump thing. And so instead of that, you're going to get... So what we should do, we should handicap it, Barrett.
Yeah.
And we should talk about... Does it start tonight?
Yeah.
We could do this in another segment. But, like, what we need to do is we need to talk about, like, who's going to be the chaos agent, like Jeb Bush called Trump. Who's going to be... There'll be three or four scolds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't say that about a fellow Democrat. We all want the same thing. We want Trump out of office. You know, and then there'll be like, you know, Bernie, I'm going to give everything away, including all the cat hair that's covering me.
Did you see the commercial on Fox News this morning, the commercial for Medicare for All?
No, but I mean, that's good point there, Donkey Lawyer, because what I'm really getting at is that instead of attacking each other directly, it's going to be more like, well, I'm giving more things away than you are. No, I'll give away everything. I'll give away the White House. I'll give away the... I think poor people should live in the Washington Monument if they want to, you know? And it's just going to be... It's going to be like who can be the most performatively woke instead of... Look, these people are witty enough. None of them have the wit or the sense of humor or the sense of timing that Donald Trump has.
You know, when they...
That's half their problem.
I was going to say, it's going to be so entertaining to watch them.
I think it's going to be a snooze fest.
I think it's going to be fantastic. Donkey Lawyer, appreciate your call. I got to take a break.
Y'all have a great day.
Certainly. Thank you for the call.
It's, you know, when you say you only have one day to watch the first round of the NCAA tournament, you always look at the games and the matchups and you think, mm-hmm. Do I want to watch Thursday or do I want to watch Friday?
Correct.
Well, tonight you have Elizabeth Warren, Beta Male O'Rourke, Cory Spartacus Booker, Amy Klobuchar, who looks like an unsexy librarian.
She looks like she groans a lot.
Julian Castro, or excuse me, Julian.
Julian
Castro. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who is not Christine Gregoire.
And not Steve Inskeep, which is who I thought he was from NPR.
Bill de Blasio on the stage tonight. Mm-hmm. Tim Ryan, Tim Delaney, and Tulsi Gabbard. That's the snooziest lineup. Let me tell you about this sex fest tomorrow night.
One thing. Tim de Blasio.
Yeah.
Because he's blah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You've got Vice President Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and more. Marianne Williamson, Eric Swalwell, Hickenlooper, Gillibrand. But tomorrow's the smash fest.
I don't think that I would, if I was one of those people, I'd be like, if that crystal lady's on the stage, I ain't on the stage.
Yeah, I don't go on stages with witches.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
How do I know she's not going to put a hex on me?
Yeah, I don't need to, like... I don't need her talking about my aura as purple.
Yeah.
You know, and therefore I'm unfit to lead. You know? I mean...
There's going to be a true witch on this stage tomorrow. Spiritual guru, Marianne Williamson, tomorrow night. And the guy's obsessed with Wang. Yang.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang. Lock your kids up tomorrow night. It's going to be a ball. Tonight could be a little snoozier. Tomorrow's definitely a sexier lineup. And not just because Kamala Harris will be there.
Hey now.
Woo. All right, we'll be back 35 after.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now, you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now, and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof,
roof. Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are deep into that summertime pattern now. A good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds today. It's going to be hot with a high around 93, and some widely scattered storms will be around. Not many, but a few lucky towns will get one that'll cool you down for a while. Low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow, I think we'll be in the middle 90s. A hot and humid Thursday. Spotty, isolated storms around. Not many, but I think by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances get better. There'll be more storms around. They'll still be random, and not every town will get one, but they'll be a little more numerous over the weekend. High temperatures this weekend in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Stop.
Casasa, casasa, that's the word of the day in the River Region. Casasa checking accounts over at ASC Credit Union. How about the high interest rates of CDs, but the freedom of checking, huh? 4% on balances up to $30,000 in a checking account at ASC Credit Union. You're still making 0.25% on balances over $30,000. How about 3% cash back on a checking account? They have both those options. They also have the basic checking where you can just sort of put a dollar in and let it ride. Really, really good stuff over at ASC Credit Union. There is a 0% chance you have a decent reason why you haven't gone to ASC Credit Union and opened up a Casasa checking account. I think she said they opened like 100 and something of these the first week. They'll be in the thousands here shortly. You don't have to lock your money up for 4, 5, 6 years like these other. I saw a bank the other day had 3% APY on a CD, 5 years. 60-month CD, 63-month, I think it was, CD, locked up 3%. You can't touch your money for 5 years. The Casasa checking account, you put in, you get 4%, you can touch your money tomorrow. You could take it out, look at it, count it, put it back in. You could go by and put it in a ball and dribble it like a basketball. By the way, we won last night, 29-17.
Hey, now.
I mean, there's so much you can do. So much you can do at the Casasa checking account. ASC Credit Union, get by there and get a chance. The 9 locations in the River Region, so just wherever you are, you're probably close to one. 5,000 co-op locations around the country where you can jump into a branch and withdraw some money. They've got money fee waivers on ATM fees and more. So get by ASC Credit Union and get a chance. It's a no-risk no risk problem. There's no fees, no charges, no nothing.
Yeah.
You lose nothing. Lose nothing. You gain everything. You lose nothing. There's no catch either, so it's amazing. Federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Clint.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Clint. How are you?
Hey, I agree with you, Mr. Coleman. I only voted twice in my life. I was motivated for Reagan when I was in the Army. I never voted again until Donald Trump come up.
It's interesting. You know, what do those two guys have in common?
Pretty
not,
much.
Not globalist corporatist whores.
And?
Exactly.
And
the biggest thing is, like that they understand that you cannot win. It's very hard to win an election in this country by not being super pro America.
Yeah,
exactly. And I was
they,
in Houston.
They made you proud to be an American.
I was in Houston, and I was not registered in Texas or Alabama to vote.
Hmm.
She told me I couldn't vote. I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I'm a retired military. I'm here working."
Mm-hmm.
I said, and you cannot deny me the right to vote. I have the right to vote. If you call over a supervisor, he says, sign him up. I said, yeah, you can sign me up right now. And they did.
Right.
So, you know, I'm registered now in Texas and Alabama, but you cannot vote in both states.
Can't technically be registered.
Yeah,
supposed to cancel the one you're not using there, bro.
Yes, sir.
But I probably have active registrations all over the country because I never cancel them.
Well, what do you
think
about that?
Elections, don't they cancel you anyway?
It depends on, like, I mean, I think, like, the Secretary of State in a lot of states goes in and, well, remember there was that big controversy? Didn't Brian Kemp do that in Georgia?
Yeah.
He, like, went in and removed a lot of inactive voters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you haven't voted in the last 10 elections, you're an inactive voter.
Yeah. I know at different times I've been registered in Indiana and Pennsylvania and Alabama and Florida.
I don't have any problem with them being like, well, guess what? Like, if you want to vote, you know, anymore, you have to basically re-register. Because here's the thing, if you know, it's like having an old email address or mail going to your old address where, you know, you get unsolicited credit cards or something. It's dangerous and people can steal your identity and they can use it. And so, like, there's, you know, people cried foul when Kemp tried to do that. And it's funny you say it because I was probably still registered in Georgia and they probably removed me from the rolls. And guess what? I haven't voted there since 2002.
Yeah.
So, another question for you.
Sure.
Harris and Tuberville.
What? Mm-hmm. Harris. Who's Harris?
I mean, not Harris.
Kamala Harris?
No, got to just put his name in.
Harris?
John Merrill.
Oh, you're talking about Merrill.
Yeah.
I don't
know why I was thinking Harris. John Merrill and Tuberville.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
What's the difference between Merrill and Tuberville?
Yeah.
Merrill's got campaign experience. He's got political experience. He's
been in office for, you know, for a couple offices. And a
couple decades. He's
not that long.
Well, he got there in
about
2010.
Decade. Yeah, about a decade.
He is either 2010 or 2006. No, 2010. 10. He knows all the political people. Tommy Tuberville was a football coach. I mean, he knows the power eye. He knows the halfback sweep. He knows okay. the two deep.
He knows how to beat Bama six times in a row.
That is true. Hey, listen, Tommy Tuberville owns the University of Alabama.
Yes, sir.
The Crimson Tide was his bitch. There's no doubt about it. Period. End of story.
The funny thing, though, is that there's one thing that somebody made a point on, and it's that, like, that Alabama fans should actually love Tuberville because, like,
I do.
Yeah, right. Because he contributed to y'all getting Nick Saban.
Yeah, no. I mean, honestly, without Tommy Tuberville, there are no five championships in the last little while. Alabama doesn't rank number one and get preference into every college football playoff. They're not number one recruiting classes. They don't have five-star third-string running backs. Five-star third-string linebackers.
I think they got a five-star. Yeah, they. Have, I think they have a five-star fourth-string running back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So,
one last question
yes,
for you.
Yes. All right. Yes. You guys should worship at the
debate tonight.
What about it?
Is it on cable or satellite, or would it be on local channels?
It's on Fox, isn't it?
Is it Fox or
is Fox 20?
It's on NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo. So I'm assuming you'll be watching it en español. Clinto.
Nope.
No, okay. It's 8 p.m. tonight. NBC, right. MSNBC, and Telemundo. It's not on Univision. It's on Telemundo.
Who do you think is the first person that's going to address Julian Castro as
Julian.
As Julian?
Julian.
And then be corrected very quickly.
Julian. Thanks for your call, Clint. Bathinnovations.com guest hotline 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Here's my prediction. Julian Castro gets one question. Each question 60 seconds, no rebuttals. Mm-hmm. Julian will get one question.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I'm just, you know.
Where was my list here? I had a list of who's going tonight. It was tonight's really the boring one. Tomorrow is the fire. Tonight, Elizabeth Warren will get 30% of the questions. Beta Male O'Rourke, two questions. Cory Booker, three questions. Everybody's favorite unsexy librarian, Amy Klobuchar, one question. Julian Castro, one question. Jay Inslee, two questions. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, five questions, because he's going to come slinging at Donald Trump. They're going to love that. Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, three questions. Former Maryland Representative John Delaney, one question. Tulsi Gabbard, one question. And you know why Tulsi Gabbard only gets one question?
Because they're scared of her.
They're scared to death of President Tulsi Gabbard. Because you know why?
Because she's a former cult member?
If it is Tulsi Gabbard and Jeb Bush, guess who I'm voting for?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard.
You know why? Tulsi Gabbard doesn't want to blow every brown person up in the world. She's a non-interventionist like I am.
At least not the Syrians.
No, not anybody, I don't think. She's kind of anti-war. She served,
yeah,
you know?
I know.
She's seen the hell of war firsthand. And she's smoking hot. We'll be back 48 minutes after 9 o'clock.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27. 7-piece steel hex shank screwdriver fit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why you play such good bumper music? And I just tell people, I can't help it.
Stuck in God mode and you can't get out.
Well, I try to pick bad songs and good songs just keep coming up.
Hard to pick a bad Earth, Wind & Fire song.
That's true, especially off this album. This is peak Earth, Wind & Fire. The All in All album is the best album. 53 minutes after 9 o'clock, our number 272-9228. Man, that bass is so funky, I can't turn it down. You hear that? All right, Jenkins Tire and Auto. Hey, it was yesterday. We talked about the Airstream on the air.
Oh, yeah.
The guy whose Airstream
it was. We know
the guy. Contacted us and said, I heard you talking about my Airstream on air. Yeah, it's a 1983 Airstream. They were getting it a little refurbishing, little fixing, getting it back going. That's one of the things that Mike Jenkins does over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. They'll rebuild your trailer. Boat trailers, hauling trailers, any kind of trailer you need. Even an Airstream trailer. They'll rebuild it. They'll get the tires and the axles and the structure all sound, ready to go. They can take care of any of the stuff inside. Jenkins Tire and Auto is amazing. Routine car maintenance or rebuilding a trailer. I mean, just absolutely anything you need. So don't say to yourself, can Jenkins Tire and Auto handle my particular automobile problem? Yes, 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 yes. They can handle your particular automobile problem, I promise you. Get by there and you get a chance. They're on the corner of Jefferson and Perry. That's one block off of Madison, Jefferson and Perry. Downtown Montgomery. They'll get you to work. They'll get you back to get your car if you can't get a ride back to your car. Routine maintenance, oil changes, tires, rotating and balancing, brakes, timing change, just anything you need. Anything you need. You take it to Jenkins Tire and Auto, they'll knock it out. I promise. Jenkins Tire and Auto, check them out. You're going to love them. You're going to fall in love with Mike Jenkins. Good guy.
He is a good guy.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. All right, I gave you the lineup tonight. What to watch for, Dave?
Well,
Let me go down the lineup again.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the role each of these people plays. Because, frankly, I think tonight's going to be a snooze fest. But I'm going to watch it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm not going to spend 3 hours on it tomorrow. So anybody expecting that, just get the hell out of themselves. Senator Elizabeth Warren, what does Pocahontas bring tonight? What is her tact? What does she need to bring? Not what is she going to bring. What should she bring? What's her number one deficiency?
Well, her number one deficiency is
credibility.
It's credibility and Sanders, basically.
Yeah.
She has to consolidate she has to get Bernie Bros to come to her by being the actual policy wonk who can allegedly implement what she says she can do.
So if she presents herself as electable and somehow credible, and the credible, electable alternative to Cat Hair Man, you think she's had a good night? Beta male O'Rourke. What is his biggest weakness? He can't even beat the guy who lost to Donald Trump. How's he going to beat Donald Trump? Correct. How does he bridge that gap?
That's a good question. And I mean, I think that would be the number one, the number one gig against him would be that. But the other thing is I think somebody really goes after him on white privilege.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if you think about it.
To point out the fact that he's white so people don't lose, the Beto doesn't confuse
right.
people.
If he wasn't a white mayor with a billionaire father-in-law, he wouldn't have ever gone to Congress. He would have never been able to run for Senate. And he wouldn't be running for president. And he wouldn't have gotten on the cover of Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
With no real policy chops, with no real, I don't know if he has any, you know, I'm going to do this except for parroting everybody else's stuff.
Here's my take on Beto O'Rourke. He was the hip, cool, white Obama.
Right.
Until Buttigieg came along. And they said, well, Buttigieg's actually gay. And there's nothing hipper, cooler, and younger than a gay man. And so we're going to go with that dude instead. And they all took off on Beta Male, and they went to Buttigieg. I think that's what happened. Cory Booker, what's his biggest weakness and that he needs to overcome? Because I'll be honest. I don't see one. He's a bachelor. He's like the in the closet Beta. Black butt gig.
Yeah.
Right?
He was a mayor.
He was a mayor of Newark.
Mm-hmm.
He's a minority. He likes to point that out every time he gets an opportunity. Because he doesn't talk like a black man, so I think he has to point it out.
I think he has a charisma deficiency.
Do you really? That's his big deficiency?
Yeah. I think that, like, I mean, if he just...
Doesn't connect?
Yeah. I think if he had more charisma and was, you know... And I mean, look, he's from a solidly blue state. You know, a lot of times your best candidates come from states that are competitive or they got elected as the opposite party in that state. You know? Look at Trump.
Everybody's favorite unsexy librarian, Amy Klobuchar. What's her biggest deficiency? No one knows who she is.
Yeah, and make people not fall asleep, or you know, but with her answers. And how do you distinguish yourself between the other rando blue state senator that's a female white female Gillibrand?
That's a good point. Gillibrand's hotter, so that she's got that going for her. And Gillibrand seems to be willing to take any position. 6 weeks before the... Well, not that kind of position. 6 weeks before... golly. 6 weeks before... sometimes I crack myself up. 6 weeks before she went to the Senate this last time, she promised her people she would not run for president.
Right.
2 weeks after winning, she announced she was running for president.
You know what she has? And in the Democratic primary, this is a problem. She has a Clinton problem. She threw Bill under the bus hard,
yeah.
Thinking that was going to be like the... That Me Too was going to be the number one thing that propelled somebody to the nomination. And, hey, guess what? Whether you love them or hate them, the Clintons wield a big stick in the Democratic circle.
Julian Castro, obviously, who the hell is
who?
That? Yeah. Jay Inslee.
He has to show that he's not, that he's not Fidel or Raul.
Jay Inslee, obviously, everybody knows that deficiency. No one has ever heard of him.
Yeah.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. No one seems to like him even in New York. Is that his biggest problem?
Yes. I mean, if I was somebody, you know, I would be like, you know, Bill, why are you on the stage when Trump has higher ratings than you in New York?
Good point. Ohio Representative Tim Ryan.
Who?
Former Maryland Representative
who?
John Delaney. What is Tulsi Gabbard's biggest deficiency in the Democratic primary?
Nobody knows who she is.
You think that's it?
It's one of them. And, I mean, she's kind of got, you know, she's Hindu, so that's a little bit odd. And she took on the establishment and resigned her position to endorse Bernie.
Yeah. I think she's got a lot of deficiencies in a Democratic primary.
Correct.
She'd almost be more at home if she would abandon some of her socialist tendencies in the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock. That was a good analysis, Dave.
Thank you.
Good analysis. Good segment.